This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The focus this week is on warm season lawn care. Now that those warm season grasses have really taken off in the summer heat, alongside is K-State Research and Extension turf grass specialist Jared Hoyle. And the management checklist here, Jared, starts with nutrient management for those warm season lawns.
Yes, that's correct. Here in Kansas, we have Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, and buffalo grass are our three main warm season grass species. And they're not all created equal. And some grow a little bit faster than others, which means we need to feed them a little bit different than one another. I try to lump the Bermuda grass and zoysia grass together because their fertility program is very similar. And with that, we look at about 1 to 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet throughout the growing season. So, you know, May, June, July, August 15th, depending upon the weather. You could split that up into multiple applications of a quick release. You could do fewer applications of a slower release. But the main goal is 1 to 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, regardless of what number or percentage product that you're using. But you do want to pay attention to see if it's a quick release or a slow release, and I'll say that right there on the bag. I like to push the spreader every once in a while, so I like to spoon feed it and go out there about every month during the growing season and put a pound down. And usually that quick release nitrogen source is a little bit cheaper too, so I don't mind pushing the spreader a little bit further.
Again, that's for zoysia and Bermuda grass.
That is correct.
What about buffalo grass?
Buffalo grass doesn't require as much nitrogen. It is a low input, not a no input, so a little bit goes a long way. We actually did some studies here at Kansas State University looking at different rates on buffalo grass throughout the summertime, and we found out that about a pound to 2 pounds, 2 pounds would be on the very, very, very high end, but about a pound a year. Now, the tough part with buffalo grass is it's hard to split up a pound over multiple applications, so that's one you may really want to look at, looking at a slow release to put that pound on, pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet throughout the year. And you can go out there right now, do that, and that'll get you through the rest of the year, that of a slow-release fertilizer. Once you start trying to put a half a pound of a granular or even a quarter pound, not much is falling through that spreader and sometimes can get splotchy and hard to get good even coverage.
So we'll get it knocked out in the case of buffalo grass with one fell swoop. And you say, Jared, aligned with fertilizing the warm season grasses, controlling the thatch that might be out there, and that would be, of course, helpful in getting that fertilizer where it needs to be.
Right? That's correct. We really like to preach, if you're going to do something to the lawn, do it when it's actively growing, whether it be fertilizing or watering. And so right now with warm season grasses, if you do have a thatch problem, you can tear it up, rip it up right now, and fertilize it, and it'll grow right back in. If we try to do that during the fall or the spring months, there'll be periods of time where the grass isn't growing or delayed growth, and so it could lead to more problems. So right now for thatch management, we typically see it more in zoysia grass than buffalo grass, and then Bermuda grass you see some, but you can go in there with a verticutter or slicer and it'll really rip that old thatch up and then blow it off, pick it up, rake it up however you want, and put that fertilizer down. It may look rough for a little bit, but it'll come back in through those stolons or rhizomes that those plants have.
So don't worry about appearances, even though it feels like you've torn it up. That lawn will rebound very quickly.
Yes. And if you don't have a verticutter or a slicer, you can use an air fryer in multiple directions. Anything that you can do to poke a hole through that thatch is really going to help with when we get to those droughty times of the year. And so it lets water get through that thatch. It lets roots grow down in the soil. It lets the air come out of the soil, and it just really helps the health of the lawn.
Folks, get after these, and if you have any further questions about midsummer now, turf grass management, you can go to the Extension Horticulture website here at Kansas State University and look all of that information up. Jared, as always, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
That's Jared Hoyle, turf grass specialist, Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.